Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the middle of the Amud of Shimon HaMasirei Regalim. So we learned in the Mishnah of Shimon HaMasirei Regalim, Mechaperin, the Serim that were brought on Yontif, on Mechaper Tumas Megdash V'Gadashav, Avaloi Siri Chadashim, that doesn't, the Siri Chadashim don't arm there for Tumas Megdash V'Gadashav. Rather, Rav Shimon's opinion was that the Sirish Chadashim and Mechaperim are a Tor Shachas Tame. Somebody Tor ate something that's Tame. Says the Gemara, Amar Blaz Amar Baishia, my Tamid Rav Shimon. Why, from where do we know that that's what that Sirish Chadashim come for? That the Sirish Chadashim speak about a person who's Tor that ate a carbon Tame? Amakra, the Pasuk tells us about the day that the Mishkan was put up, which was the Yom Shmini L'Meluim, the eighth day of the Meluim, which fell on Rosh Chodesh, and that was the day that three carbon seirim were brought. One was the Sar Chattis of Rosh Chodesh, one was the Sar that Nachshon and Menada brought. We know that during each one of the 12 days, first 12 days of that year, Rosh Chodesh, each day, a different Nasi brought his Kabbanis. Nachshon Menadav brought a sar that day. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said that day they should bring a special sar as a carbon tzibur on the Yom HaShmini L'Meluim. That was also the day that we know that Nadav and Avihu passed away. And Aaron and his children were there for Oinonim. Aaron lost his sons. Elazar and Samar lost their brothers. And they weren't allowed to eat kachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, told them that even though they're in this situation of being oinonim, that they can eat the carbon chattis. Aaron was under the impression that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave him those instructions, it was only regarding the carbon chattis that was brought a special carbon chattis. The sar Rosh Chodesh, which is a sar that will remain forever, we bring it every Rosh Chodesh, that Aaron thought that this special instruction did not apply to. And therefore the two special seirim, the seir of Nachshon, Ben Aminadav, and the sire that was a special sire that had to be brought that day, he brought. The seir, they ate, they didn't burn. The sire Rosh Chodesh, they burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, why did you burn it? Amakra, so the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron and his children, Madu lo yachaltem es achatis b'mokim ha-kodesh, ki kodesh kodoshim hi, v'ois nos lachem l'seisis avoyna eidam. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu describes that carbon chatis of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, which carbon chatis was Moshe Rabbeinu speaking about? The high krab saw the Rosh Chodesh k'siv. He was asking them, why did you burn it and not eat it? So says the Gemara, since we see that the Torah uses the word avon regarding this carbon, Yalav avon mitzitz, we learn the following Zereshova. Namar kan, regarding the Sar Rosh Chodesh, the Torah uses the word avon. V'namal halon, by the parasha of tzitz, the Torah uses the word avon. Mal halon, when we speak about the parasha tzitz, what is the tzitz mechaper, that if a carbon got tamei and it was still brought, the halacha is that it's accepted. There's ritzui tzitz. The tzitz brings a kapara. Afkan, the sar of Rosh Chodesh, comes to be mechapa, tumas basar. If a kohen that's tar ate meat that's tameh, he will have a kapara through that sar that's brought in Rosh Chodesh. That, says the Gemara, is what Rav Shimon holds and the way he got there. So ask the Gemara, ima lahalan oilin. The halacha is that when we speak about the tzitz, that it doesn't just do a kapara, as it's often described, it's described as ritzui tzitz. The definition of ritzui tzitz means that the carbon that got tamei could be actually brought on the mizbeach. Afkan, do we say that the carbon of Rosh Chodesh should also affect that the carbon that was brought betum is good? But maybe it won't be here to teach us that if somebody made the mistake, a kohen tor eating a carbon that's tamei, if he made that mistake, that the tzitz won't work, that the carbon won't work for that. Answers the Gemara, but as Sirish Cheshit says, Avoina Ediksiv, it means Avera of people. What does that mean, the Avera of people? The Avera of people is when people ate from a carbon which they shouldn't have. Michti. So ask the Gemara, Mikmir Adodi. We're learning the Aloch of Sirish Chodesh from Tzitz. So ask the Gemara, Nechapet the Rosh Chodesh at the day of the Tzitz. So we should say that just like the Surah Chodesh is Mechaper in the case where Koyin, Tor, ate a carbon that's Tamei, it should also be Mechaper that if a carbon oila was put on the Mizbeach, when it's Tamei, it should be work for that. You'll say, why do I need that? I have already the tzitz that could accomplish that. It'll be enough gemina lahecha the nishbara tzitz, that the tzitz will, if the tzitz is broken, then I'll have the carbon rosh chodesh working. And the Ritva asks, why did the Gemara have to come up with this kind of nafgamina? So the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that the tzitz is only maratza, the tzitz only has this power while the kohen is wearing it. When he's not wearing it, ain't a maratza. So why couldn't the Gemara just said, we don't have to come up with some sort of a situation where the tzitz was broken? We could say we're speaking about a situation where the kohen is not wearing the tzitz. So Ritva replies that this question of the tzitz, when is the tzitz maratza, is actually a machloikis. If it's only maratza, if it only works when the kohen is wearing it, or does it work even when the kohen is not wearing it? And our Gemara wanted to ask a question that will be a good question, even according to the opinion that the tzitz is maratza when the kohen's not wearing it. Amakra, says the Gemara, the pasuk by Rosh Chodesh used the word avoin ho'eda, and from here we learn avoin echer hu nois avein nois shnei avoinus. It only has the ability to be mechaper on one avera, and now we were trying to suggest that it should be chaper on two averas. It can't happen. So ask the Gemara the other way. The nechaper tzitz of the David Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say that if we see that the pasuk is connecting the tzitz and Rosh Chodesh, why should we not say that whatever the tzitz works for, it works not just for a carbon that's tamei that's burned on the mizbeach, but it should also work for a tamei kain tar that ate carbon that's tamei. And what would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina the tamei the ir ben zel zeh. We're learning that the carbon that's born on Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for tamei, for tar that ate basar tamei. But that's only Rosh Chodesh. If something will have happened in between, then we'll have the tzitz to cover it. The truth is, the Achronim point out, the Gemara could have said another nafkamina. The Gemara could have said a nafkamina when there was no carbon, they didn't have an animal to bring a carbon on Rosh Chodesh. And the answer is that this is a much better question. The chance that they didn't find an animal to bring for the carbon Rosh Chodesh is not that likely. So if we have a choice to ask about the time in between, which always happens that there's an interval between Rosh Chodeshim, or to speak about the carbon that we weren't able to bring, it's preferable to speak about that type of carbon, that question. Amakra, says the Gemara, the pasuk says by Tzor Rosh Chodesh, Voice of Nosan Lechem L'Seisus Avoyna Eda L'Chapa Lechem Tfnei Hashem, Oysa Noysa Avon, only the Tzor Rosh Chodesh helps for this Avera, V'ein Acheres Noysa Oven, there's nothing else that could happen for this Avera. Reb Ashi Amar, Vashi says another answer to these questions, why can't we say that what the Tzor Rosh Chodesh helps for, the Tzitz should help for, and so too, vice versa. Rav Asher Amar Ksiv Hocha Avoino Eda. The Torah uses the word Ho Eda. Ha'eda V'loi Kotshin. That the carbon of Rosh Chodesh only helps for this purpose. It doesn't help for any other purpose. And V'kosim Ksiv, but it says V'nosa Aranis Avoina Kotshin. It only works for the Avoina Kotshin. V'loi Ha'eda, it doesn't work for the Aver of the Eda, that if they, by mistake, ate something tamei, that isn't what it comes from. So ask the Gemara, Ashkan Sirish Chadoshim Chapra Toshach Sotame. Sirir Golem, but though we've been saying, according to Rav Shimon, that the Sirir Golem work for Einba Yediyah Lai B'Tchila B'Saif, Thomas Migdash V'Kadoshav, that's what the Sirir Golem come from. Menolon, how do we know that halacha? Answers. The Gemara, Ked Amar Rav Chama B'Chanina. As we learned, as we're going to learn, in the explanation of Rameyer, that Rameyer's opinion is that all Sirim are equivalent in what they could accomplish. The Torah said, could have said Sir Izim Echel Chattis, but as we said in our previous year, the Torah uses the extra Vav, Usir Izim Echel Chattis. The Vav comes to teach us that all the Sirim accomplish the same. Hachinami, that's the way we're going to understand the opinion of Shimon, Sawyer V'Sawyer, the Torah wrote the extra Sawyer. Says the Gemara, V'iskish, Sirir Golem Sirish Chadoshim, Ma Sidr Chaydish, the Milsa the Kaidish Mechapri. It works regarding something that relates to Kaidish, as we've been learning throughout our Shir. If a Tar ate carbon meat that got Tameh, Af Sirir Golem, the Milsa the Kaidish Mechapri, it works about something that's related to Kaidish. It refers to Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Says, so many Rishonim ask the question that when we speak about Kachim, there's a rule that we don't learn a double Hekish. That something that's learned with a Hekish or something that's learned with a Gzeres Shava, we can't learn a double Hekish. And here we learned Rish Chodesh from Tzitz, and now we want to learn other things from Rish Chodesh. How does that work? So Tosfos learns that tzitz is not considered an avoida. When do we have this rule that we don't learn a double hekish or gzeir shava? That it's when it's a double, when it's something that's related to kachim. Kachim means kabanim, kabanis. This is not kabanis, the tzitz, and therefore the halacha wouldn't apply. Ask the Gemara, the chitema, if we'll say that way. So and we're connecting. Ask the Gemara, the Sirir Golem to the Sirir Reish Chodesh, so we should make it a full connection and suggest that the Sirir Golem should come for the exact same thing that the Sirir Reish Chodesh come from. And as we've been saying, the Sirir Reish Chodesh come for Tar that ate Tameh, and that's what the Sirir Golem come from. Says the Gemara, that we learned earlier, I mean in Oysa Oven, that only the Sirir Reish Chodesh have the power. And I'm a chapa for the veir of tar that ate tameh, ain't achanais oven. There is no other carbon coming for that purpose. Ask the Gemara v'chi tema, shi'el chapra ad Yom Kippurim, that the Sirir Golem should be mechaper the same as Yom Kippur. That somebody who had that no yediyah at the beginning, but yediyah b'saif. Says the Gemara, for that too, the pasuk said, achs b'shari chapa lav l'dereisechem, kapar zu, this kapara for that aveira loite elach b'shana, says the Gemara. So now that we've learned on that the Sirir Golem cannot come for what the Sirir Shchodesh comes for, nor could they come for what the Sirir Yom Kippur come from. Amay b'chaper. So then, what do the Sirir Golem ask the Gemara accomplish? Yal sheyesh b'yedi b'tchila yesh b'yedi b'soif. If the person knew about his tamei, did the aveira? And then became aware by going into the Beis HaMikdash what he's tamei, or eating Kodesh when he's tamei, and then becomes aware of what he did. So that, and we go back to the beginning of Masechta. Hai ba karmen hu. That's the case where you bring a karmen oil of a yoyred. Iyal sheyesh b'yidiyah v'tchila v'ein b'yidiyah b'soif. He knew he was tamei, then forgot and entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodesh, and never became aware, didn't become yet aware of what he did. Hai sara nas b'fnim. That is where we learned before. The sar that's brought on Bifnim and Yom Kippur protect him till he becomes aware of his Aveira. E, in a case of Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, he was never aware that he was Tamei, but then, and that's why he entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodesh, and then Aval Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Soif, then he becomes aware of that Aveira. Hai Sar Anas B'Chutz V'Yom Kippur M'Chaper. Al Karcha Enem M'Chaper, so everything else was covered. So by deduction, the The only thing we're left with, says the Gemara, that the Seerah Golem Mechaper, and Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila B'Yosayif, that he doesn't, that that's what that comes for. Ramei Amar, that's what the Seerah Golem Mechaper for. Ramei Amar Kolak, Seerah Kaparas and Shava. All the Seerim that are brought all the time are all the same. And they're all Mechaper on things that evolve Kodesh and Tumah. And the way I saw the Rishonim mean, say it means it doesn't ain't by yedei betchilah v'yein by yedei b'soif. Yesh by yedei betchilah v'yein by yedei b'soif. Ain't by yedei betchilah v'loi b'soif. If tar ate kar that ate tameh. All the situations were being discussed in our shiurim, he says, are all covered by all seirim equivalently. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, my Tamadur Meir, where does Rameya take this from? Says Amar Kras Sar V'Sar. The pasuk says Sar Izim Echalachatas, but the Torah says Visi Izim Echatas to teach us Huksha Kol Asirim Zelazeh Vavav Moisav Alinyan Rishon to teach this. So says the Gemara Kesalka Datach that the pasuk is coming to teach us that Kol Chad V'Chad Mechavrei Gomer, that common Sar Chatas that's brought on Pesach is mentioned next to what the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. So we learn the Sar of Rosh Pesach from the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. And the Sar Chatas of Sukkot is next to the Parsha of Yom Kippur. So if we're going to learn Pesach from Rosh Chodesh, we'll learn that way that a Tor that ate Tameh has a Kapara both from the Sar of Rosh Chodesh and from the Sar of Pesach. The Sar of Sukkot is mentioned next to Yom Kippur, and we'll learn that just like we've been saying that the Sar of Yom Kippur works when we'll learn that Sukkot is the same. And then we'll learn from Sukkot to Yom Kippur that if Sukkot works then that Yom Kippur is the same. And that's how we'll learn all these halachas, one from the other. Ask the Gemara, but how could that be a legitimate way of learning? As we just said a moment ago, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach us that Kol HaTorah Kula, throughout the entire halacha, there is indeed a din that Kula L'maidim Lamad, you can learn one hekesh from another hekesh, Mavad Mekachem, by Kachem you can't, Shein L'maidim Lamad Melamed. So how can we keep on just using this cycle? Answers the Gemara, Holy Kasha. That's not the way to learn. But the way to learn is that Kula Mekama Gemerin. We compare all the Kabbanis to the first Karma that's mentioned. Which is the first Karma that's mentioned? The Seer Rosh Chodesh. And once that the Seer Mechadish, Seer Rosh Chodesh, teaches us that it works for any type of Tumah, it spread to all the other cases. But ask the Gemara, but how have we been able to learn this limud? Because the Torah says the word v'sar. So ask the Gemara, Tena called the Kasabe v'sar. But Shavuos, where Yom Kippur, the Loi Kasabe v'sar, the word v'sar is not stated to connect. Menolon, says the Gemara, the way we connect all the Kabbanis of all the Yom Tovim is with a very different limud. Ela Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, all kabbanas from all Yom Tovim come for the same purpose. But ask the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Lamayahu. Rosh Chodesh is not a yontif. Answers, the Gemara actually, if a Rosh Chodesh Namayikamayah, Rosh Chodesh is considered a yontif. Kedama Abaya, as Abaya says, Abaya teaches us that Amar Abaya, normally, Tamiz is a month that only has 29 days. Tamz Daishata, Tamz of the year that Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Melui Melioa, was a Chodesh Molei. It had 30 days. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Karlai Moed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has destined as Tisha B'Av should be the day of tragedy by Klai Yisrael. Why has that been done? Karlai Moed Lishba B'Churei, because the Meraglim went to look at Eretz Yisrael on the 22nd day of Sivan, And we know they came back after 40 days. If Tammuz was only 29 days that year, they would have come back on the 8th night of the 8th. The fact that we say Tisha B'Av is on Tisha B'Av means that it was 30 days. But the point being in our Gemara is that the Rish Chodesh, Karle Moed, we had an extra day Rish Chodesh, Lishba B'Churai. So Rish Chodesh is indeed, from here we see that Rish Chodesh is indeed considered a Yontif. Why that is that? Why is it considered a Yontif? So the Ein Eliyahu says, going back to what we discussed in our previous year, we discussed that on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, we bring the carbon, and the carbon represents a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So since it represents a kapara for Klal Yisrael, it's very understandable why it's considered a Yontif. He says, but then I saw that the Shem Shmuel explains that what is the purpose of Rosh Chodesh, and what is the purpose of Yontif? And we spoke about this with Shabbos being different. What Rosh Chodesh and Yontif represent are Yom Tovim that are man-made Yom Tovim. The days that we declare Rosh Chodesh, and based on the declaration, Besdin declares it, and based on that declaration, we know when Yontif is. When a person declares Rosh Chodesh, and the person declares a Yontif, what he's declaring is that I am coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the person makes that declaration, that he's doing something to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karalei Moed, that's the biggest Yontif. The biggest Yontif that we can experience, is that we are able to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what is what Yontif represents. But the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk of Karalei Moed is that the Pasuk is speaking about Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av itself is called a Yontif. And that's why the Torah, quoting Rav Amram Gun, says that we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av because the Pasuk calls it a Moed. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And Aruch Chaim Simen Tuf Kuf Nentes Sif Dalet. And of course, based on what we're learning now, it's so hard to understand how we could call Tisha B'Av a Yontif. Tisha B'Av is the day of the greatest tragedy in the year. So the Avni Nezer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel Aaveiris on Tisha B'Av. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tam Avoinech Bas Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, by sending us to Golus, gives us Mechilas Avoinus. And that's a Yontif. The Shlach explains that the reason Tisha B'Av is called a Yontif is because when Mashiach comes, B'Mehera B'Yomeinu, Tisha B'Av will become a Yontif. And that's why it's already considered a Yontif. The Rabbi Yeruchim, the Miriam Mishgiach, explains that what is the point of Tisha B'Av? He says the point of Tisha B'Av, the point of the carbon, is that a person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what day do we feel most distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? On Tisha B'Av. By our having these feelings of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're pushed to become closer. And as we've been saying, the Yontif represents a time of Moed, of meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Tisha B'Av is most appropriately called a Moed. Another pshat that the Sefer Menachem Tzim suggests, that the Gemara says that Kolamis Abba Yerushalayim Zoych V'Roy B'Binyonai, that somebody who mourns over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and over the destruction of Yerushalayim, Zoych V'Roy B'Binyonai, will merit to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no day in the year that we are more misabel, that we are mourning than on Tisha B'Av. So since that's a day of mourning, when we mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, then it's most appropriate that we should, on that day, be besimcha, because that's the day that we're going to represent that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Omeda Rameya. Rameya agrees besar hanas befnim, the sar of Yom Kippur that's done befnim, shu enem mechapa kaparoson, that doesn't work like all the other seerim. And they don't do what this does. Huayna mechapa kaparasa, the Gemara explains, because the pasuk says regarding the sara pnimi, the chipa arnes al karnoisov, achas b'shonam. Kapar achas mechapa, that this carbon only does one thing, v'ayna mechapa shtei kaparasa doesn't do any more. V'ayna mechapa kaparasa, amakra, the pasuk says, achas b'shonam yichapa lechem derisechem, kaparazu, what this works for, loitehei al achas b'shonam, it only can happen once a year. There's no other opportunity besides this once a year. And says the Gemara, there's a brisa that supports what Rabbi Yochanan just taught us. Tanya nami hachi, al sheim ba yediyah loy betchila loy besoif, val sheim ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah besoif, val tar sheoch la tamei, siri herogolim, siri resh chadoshim, v'siri nas b'chutz, mechaprim, divirameya. Vilu, but we look at all the kabbonis that were just listed in this brisa, there's one carbon that's glaringly missing. And that's the Sara Nasa Bifnim. Ilu Sara Nasa Bifnim is not included in this list. And Shaira was excluded from the list. And the reason it was excluded from the list is Kaparasa Nami Shaira. Because this carbon, the Sara Pnimi, works for Yesh Levidiyah B'Tchila Ve'en Levidiyah B'Soif. And that only is done through Sara Pnimi. All these other Kabbonis will not help for somebody who had Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'en Lo Yediyah B'Soif. We learned in the Mishnah of Shimon Omer, Siri Resh Chadashim Mechaprim Al Tar She'Ochel Satamei. The Siri Chadashim, as we learned extensively early in the Shir, a Mechaprim for Tar that ate Tamei. Says the Gemara, this Shlomo, so according to Rav Shimon, each Sawyer has its own unique purpose. So makes the Gemara its point. This Shlomo, the Resh Chadashim Lai Mechaprim Ad Regalim, that what the Rish Chodesh, what Rish Chodesh works, doesn't work for Yom Tov. And the Amakra, the pasuk says, "For Oisa Nasal Chem Laseis as Avoyin Aveda, Avoyin Echad Hu Naisa." The Sar Rish Chodesh only works for one thing, Veina Naisa Shtei Avoynus, and it only works for, as we've been saying throughout our Shir today, for Tar Derei Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Elder Regalim, but the Sirm of Yom Tovim, Nechapur Ad Rish Chadashim, they should be Mechapur on a Tar, they should also be Mechapur for Tar Derei Tamei, Amakra, to which the Gemara answers, but a Sar Rish Chadash, it says, Vais Nasulchem Lasesis Avoyna Aida, Oysa Naisa Oven, this has that ability, Vein Ach Naisa Oven, nobody, no other carbon has that ability. Bishlama, says the Gemara, the regalim lechaper Yom Kippurim, that the Siri regalim don't work for what Yom Kippur works. Damakra, as we've been learning in our Shir, achas, the pasuk says regarding that Sawyer, achas b'shana yechaper lavla dereseichem. Kapara zu, the kapara of the Sara pnim of Yom Kippur, loite el achas b'shana. But ask the Gemara, el the Yom Kippurim lechaper the regalim, why can't the Sara of Yom Kippur also be mechaper on what the Sara of Regalim amechaper? Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says regarding the Sara of Yom Kippur, v'chipa Aaron al karnois of achs b'shana bidam chatas kippurim kapara achs mechaper ve'en mechaper shtei kaparis. That only works for this. It only works for this purpose, no other purpose. V'akisiv achs b'sara nas b'fnim u'diksiv. The pasuk speaking of Sara pnim. How do we know that also refers to the Sara Nach B'chutz? Amakra answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Sirizim echel chatas mavat chatas kapurim ishken chitzin lepnemi." And just like the Sara Pnimi only works for something that nothing else works for, the Sara Chaper Sara as chitzin also won't work for that purpose. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer, "Sirish chadashim chaperim al tar." Shachlas a tamei, we learned in the Mishnah. Maisavleim regalim, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said, Shemechaprim, the serum of all the Yom Tovim, a mechaprim al tar shachlas a tamei, Vah sheba yedir lai betchila besoif, Maisavleim Yom Kippurim, Shemechaprim al tar shachlas a tamei, Vah sheba yedir lai betchila besoif, Vah sheba yedir betchif al yesh besoif. Says the Gemara, let's understand, so we have this order where each carbon that was listed works a step more or steps more than the previous one. Rosh Chodesh is most limited. It only works for Tar D'Eid Tamei, nothing else. It doesn't work for what the Seir Regalim work for. Ask the Gemara, Mashna the Rosh Chodeshim, the Mechaper Ed Regalim. Why can the carbon of Rosh Chodesh not help for what the carbonus of Yom Kippur help? The carbonus of the Yom Tovim help, the Amakra. The Pasuk speaking about the Sar Rosh Chodesh says, Voice and Nos Lachem Loseis is Avoyna Aida, Avoyna Echeru Naisei. From here we learn that it only helps for one Aveira, Vein Naisei Shei Avoynas. It also only helps for Tor Ha'achas Atamei. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we learn the Pasuk, so why don't we say Regolem Nami Loi Chapri Ad Rosh Chodeshim, that the Seir Regolem should not be able to be Mechaper for Tor that ate the Tamei, Damakra, because when the Pasuk speaks, the Pasuk says, by Rosh Chodeshim, Oysa Nos Lachem Osoinus Avayda, Oysa Hu Naisa Oven, the Rosh Chodesh has the ability that to be mechaper for tar d'eid tamei. Vein achem, no other carbon nice oven has that ability to be mechaper for that aveira. Answers the Gemara oisa lemashmalei. He doesn't agree that we should use the word oisa for that purpose. So ask the Gemara, mashna the regalim d'leim mechaper d'yom kippurim. Why do we say that what the seer of a golem come from can't be the same that Yom Kippur? That means somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash of Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila Avol Yeshua B'Yediyah B'Soif Damakra, because when the Torah speaks about the Sar Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the words Achas B'Shana Yechap Alev L'Darei Seichem Kapara, this Kapara Leitei El Achas B'Shana, and therefore it's only Yom Kippur that can help where there was Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila. But Yeshua Yedi B'Soif. Ihachi, if that's the way we're learning, to Yom Kippurim, Nami L'Chapa Ad Regalim. You, Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, said that Yom Kippur covers what the Seir Regalim cover as well. But it's Pasuk says further, Achas Ksiv. The Pasuk says, V'chip Aron Al Karnoisov, Achas B'Shana, B'dam Chatas Kippurim. Kapar Achas M'Chapa, V'en M'Chapa Shtei Kapparas. That this carbon, the Sar of Yom Kippur, only has the ability to do one kapar, not more. So how we say that the Sar of Yom Kippur can be mechaper other things as well? Says the Gemara, Achas le'mashmalei, he doesn't learn the limud of Achas. Says the Gemara, Mai. Why? The ksiv Achas, because he says, why does he not want to learn that Achas? Because that's speaking about Sar Nas b'fnim ksiv, and we're speaking now about the Sar Nas b'chutz. Yochi, so if that's the case, and we're saying that's not where the Torah used the word achas, so then we should be able to go back and say that regalim nami mechaperu ayom kippurim the ksiv beachas b'sei anas b'fnim ksiv. So yes, achas limits that it only works this one time. The sar anas b'fnim only works here, nowhere else. But ask the Gemara, but that's only by the sar anas b'fnim. The sar anas b'chutz doesn't have the achas, and if it doesn't have the achas, the halacha ought to be that what the sar regalim work, the Sar Yom Kippur should work, and they should cover each other. Answers the Gemara, Lo'alim Achas Mashmalei. He does learn the word Achas. And therefore, since he learns the word Achas that's stated by the Sar Achitzin, we learn that only the Sar Achitzin can be Mechaper for this Aveira, not the Seir Regalim. The Shani Hacha, I hear it also says Achas B'Shana. Damakra, V'chibak Aaron, kind of Achas B'Shana. The Pasuk says Achas B'Shana, next to the word karnoisov, which is referring to the mizbeach apnimi, yesh karnoisov the mizbeach apnimi, that what's brought on the mizbeach apnimi, who the Torah is telling us that only the sar anas b'fnim, that's where we have the halacha a kapara achas mechapav ein mechapav shtei kaparas. The karnoisov are defining the achas b'shana, and the karnoisov are defining the achas b'shana and telling us that the Achas B'Shana is speaking about the Sar Nas B'Fnim. Ha Chitzin, the Sar Nas B'Chutz, that Achas B'Shana is not speaking about that carbon, and therefore that carbon could be Mechapa Filish Dei Kaparis, and therefore, says Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, the Sar Nas B'Chutz can not only cover the Aveira of Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif, it also could cover whatever the other seerim of regalim which ain't by yediyah betchila, loy betchila, that ain't by that cover for even ain't by yediyah loy betchila of loy besayif. It has the ability to cover that as well.